Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Madison Massey. We're talking Jackson Heights girls basketball. Lady Cobras have had three games since we visited last week. They're 4-10 on the season, four wins all in the Northeast Kansas League. And Coach, you played last Friday against ACCHS, lost a close one by six, but then beat Oskaloosa big time Monday, 61-32 at home. And earlier this week, Tuesday, falling at Pleasant Ridge, 57-42. So I guess just kind of talk about them each a little bit. Let's go back to Effingham on Friday, a very close road game, and seemed like the scoring was okay. What was ultimately maybe the difference in not getting the win against the Tigers Friday night?
You know, we have trouble stringing along four quarters. You know, we let one quarter go, and that's usually what our downfall is. They only had four people score, but we let two of their main girls go for 18 and 25. So that was one of our keys, is we have to keep their scoring down to win this game. And we had some spread out scoring, but just didn't come up with a win at the end.
Mentioned the offense, and that was my question for the Oskaloosa game on Monday. You know, kind of an odd day coming back from the weekend, but 61 points that you scored, I believe, was a season high. So a lot of contributors, but what was working well for the offense on Monday especially?
Well, you know, when you hit a few, the basket just seems to get bigger. So we were very confident in our shooting. And at the beginning of the game, I challenged them to come out with as much energy as possible. And I think sometimes we struggle with that from the get-go. We seem to start slow. So they came out, and we had 9 threes on the night, which is very, very good for us. And definitely something we need to continue, and hopefully we will. But we have the ability to hit those, and it's just really, really good to see him hitting those shots finally.
How many girls scored in that game, and who were some of the top ones on Monday?
7 girls scored, and Dawson had 18. Chesney, her sister, had 16. And then Taylor had 12. She had 4 threes.
Phenomenal.
And then we had a 7 and a 4, a 2 and a 2. So lots of people that got in the game scored, which is what we need to win games.
Against Pleasant Ridge, you end up falling and scoring just 42. So, you know, Pleasant Ridge, a good team, and on the road and back-to-back nights. Were those all some of the factors that you felt like just not having enough firepower left in the tank Tuesday?
Yeah. We weren't able to have a very effective press, which is how we usually turn the ball over and had to get back in our zone. And we did a really good job. It's just those first two quarters, they really outscored us. And that is what we struggle with. And we cut it to 5 in the fourth quarter. And, man, did we play hard. We really did play a good basketball game. It just, there's a lid on the basket for us. We must have got them all out of the way on Monday.
You have 6 games left. All of them are rematches. All of them are in the Northeast Kansas League. But obviously none of them are easy, including Marhill Mount Academy. It seems like a great opportunity. You get them at home, and I know they're kind of setting atop the league and having their way. Is this a challenge that you think your girls will be really excited for coming up on Friday?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I know they're excited as well, because it's a real gauge of how we've improved from the first time you played team to the second time. And I've seen a ton of improvement for us, and I'm really looking forward to that matchup, because I think it's going to be a good game.
Should be a good one for sure. Best of luck in that game, Coach, as well as next week on Tuesday against Horton at home as well. And we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Coach Massey of the Jackson Heights Girls Cobra Locker Room Chat continues after this timeout.